London Calling. David here. Walking through central London today, I was struck by, who wouldn't be, just how quiet it was. On a day like this, a beautiful September day, normally the streets would be thronged with Londoners and, of course, visitors. I'd say it felt like there were about 1/15 as many people on the streets as there would be normally. I was also, of course, struck by the sidewalk cafes. They're not in the sidewalk; they're out in the street, and not just in Old Compton Street, but in lots of the side streets in, for example, Soho, and just how delightful that is. It's like a permanent street party. There's a kind of festive air about it, and it's great not having to put up with traffic fumes and traffic noises and having to worry about being struck by a vehicle. And of course, one hopes that it will carry on, that it will become the new norm, the pedestrianization of London streets. One hopes that the cars won't be coming back in a lot of those streets. Inevitably, one wonders what's going to happen when the weather turns foul. Will they find a way of defeating the weather, or at least checkmating it, some kind of roof over the head and a heating system that'll make it possible to carry on with that al fresco dining, just having a cup of coffee, etc. It very much put me in mind of Malaga, which is now one of the loveliest of Spanish cities. It wasn't not so very many years ago. And the key to it, they had a very go-ahead local government, local administration, and they just decided that they were going to ban cars from the center of the city. Victor, our great guide in Malaga, told us that there was a tremendous amount of opposition, fierce opposition, for about 2 weeks. And then it all stopped. He said it was as if everybody realized it was just so much better than the automobile era. And now they're all in love with it. You walk those streets, they're pedestrian-free, etc. Well, we hope the same thing for London. But of course, the pedestrianization of them, and in particular having the tables outside, this is a response on the part of London to what's happened to it, to COVID. It's one of a number of steps that London's taken to try to fight back, as it were. And this brings to mind for me a great PO. That's an acronym for a London Walks acronym for a point out, something that if we're near there, we point it out on a walking tour, and we tell a story. And it's the story that accompanies it is a great London story. So the PO is, well, the next time you're back in London, and you will be one day, and inevitably, sooner or later, you're going to walk across the Millennium Bridge from the South Bank, from Southwark, from the Tate Modern. It's one of the great London walks. You'll be walking toward St. Paul's Cathedral. And as you're doing so, I want you to look at, you can't miss the cathedral, but I want you to look very closely at the cathedral. You have to look quite hard, because otherwise you'll miss this detail. It's the most wonderful detail, and has the most wonderful accompanying story. High, high up on that flank, it's of the cathedral. It's the southern flank, the flank that's toward the river. High up on it, you'll see a pediment. And in that pediment is a bird. And it's a bird that is standing in flames. And it's standing on a kind of legend, a banner. And on the banner is written a single eight-letter word. It's a Latin word, resurgam. Now, what's the story? The bird is, of course, the phoenix, the mythical bird that rises again from the ashes. And resurgam, incidentally, is the Latin word for resurrection or to rise again. Anyway, the story has it that Sir Christopher Wren and a group of others, sometime after the Fire of London, were standing on the smoldering ruins of the medieval cathedral that the Fire of London had destroyed. And Wren told a working man to fetch him a stone. He wanted this stone to mark the center of where the dome of the rebuilt St. Paul's Cathedral was going to be. So the workman toddles off and picks up a stone and brings it back to Wren. Now, almost certainly this workman was illiterate. If he could read, he almost certainly couldn't read Latin. He could probably read a bit of English. But what he picked up was a gravestone, a fragment of a gravestone, and on it was written this one word, resurgam, resurrection. And he hands this to Wren, and Wren takes one look at it, and it's a frisson moment. It's the shiver up the spine moment, because the point was that 80% of London had been destroyed, but it was going to rise again. It was going to resurrect. It was going to resurge, as indeed was St. Paul's Cathedral. And if you want just one word that better than any other word crystallizes London's long and dramatic and colorful history, you cannot do better than that single Latin word, resurgam. This city's been around for 2,000 years, and it's just had episode after episode after episode of catastrophes and disasters, you know, ranging right from Boudicca. The city was 13, 14 years old, and she burned it to the ground. And then just episode after episode after episode, some of the big obvious ones are, of course, the Great Plague in 1665, the Great Fire in 1666, the bombing in World War II, etc. But the point is that this place is almost indestructible. No matter how hard it's hit, London will always come back. It will resurge. It will resurrect. And it would only be a fool who would bet against its resurging, its coming back, its coming through, its surviving, and eventually it's getting out of and triumphing over this catastrophe that's hit it at the present day. Okay, on that note, it's good night and the usual. Stay safe, keep well, and hope to see you soon. All the best.